Books on Tape presents The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje, read by Christopher Cazenove. Most of you, I am sure, remember the tragic circumstances of the death of Geoffrey Clifton at Gilf Kebir, followed later by the disappearance of his wife, Catherine Clifton, which took place during the 1939 desert expedition in search of Zezura. I cannot begin this meeting tonight without referring very sympathetically to those tragic occurrences. The lecture this evening, from the minutes of the Geographical Society meeting of November 1940, London. Part 1. The Villa. She stands up in the garden where she has been working and looks into the distance. She has sensed a shift in the weather. There is another gust of wind, a buckle of noise in the air, and the tall cypresses sway. She turns and moves uphill towards the house, climbing over a low wall, feeling the first drops of rain on her bare arms. She crosses the loggia and quickly enters the house. In the kitchen she doesn't pause but goes through it and climbs the stairs, which are in darkness, and then continues along the long hall, at the end of which is a wedge of light from an open door. She turns into the room, which is another garden, this one made up of trees and bowers painted over its walls and ceiling. The man lies on the bed, his body exposed to the breeze, and he turns his head slowly towards her as she enters. Every 4 days she washes his black body, beginning at the destroyed feet. She wets a washcloth, and holding it above his ankles, squeezes the water onto him, looking up as he...